You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This one came in through Facebook. You can find us there if you just search Dom and Jeremy. Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Jeremy is posting great stuff every single day on there, so you could check it out and be entertained by that. And it's a way to reach out and connect if you want us to solve one of your issues. She says on here, you can call me Deborah. Now, on Facebook, that was not her name, but she apparently does not want that out there.
Okay.
So we'll call her Deborah. She writes, I know that I'm probably getting married in the next year or so. The man I'm dating has dropped enough hints, so I'm sure he'll propose soon. Here's my question for you and your listeners. We're both divorced and have our pasts, but he still lives in the house he bought with his ex-wife, and she put her stamp all over it. Deborah writes, I feel like such an insecure loser. Those are her words.
Aww.
I feel like such an insecure loser, but I really don't want to live there. To me, he has way too many memories made with someone else. The thing is, he loves his house and has said he never plans to move, so he's expecting me to marry him and move in, but it bothers me. Could this be a topic for your show? I'd love to know what other people think. Thanks very much for all you do. I appreciate my boys in the morning.
Oh, very nice, Deborah.
That is from Deborah.
So she wants him out. She wants him to throw a for sale sign up in the yard and move out and move on, huh?
Yeah, you
know. Sounds expensive.
I had a friend many years ago that I remember went through this. They were both divorced. Actually, you know what it was? She was divorced, and I'm pretty sure the man was a widower. And she told a group of friends, when we get married, I'm expected to move in there. She goes, and I don't, that's the house that he had with her. And like, he still has big, you know, like portraits of her up on the walls and stuff like that.
Well, that's awkward. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awkward.
She's like, what do I do? Do I go in and say, you have to take down the pictures of your, you know, deceased wife? And she goes, but I don't want to live in another woman's home.
That is strange if there's still memorabilia up on the walls and all of her clothes still in the closet.
No, it's just a picture on the wall. I mean, I don't think that's strange at all. The only thing is, how do you handle it when you move on with your life?
Sure.
But let's not get sidetracked, because then people are just going to call in and they're going to vote on the whole, you know, picture on the wall.
This is not a death thing. It's just a divorce.
It's a divorce, and this is not a
but
picture on the wall.
But he's still in the
same house. It's the house
itself. She seems a little high maintenance on this. I mean, the wife put her stamp on the house. We'll go in and put a new stamp on the house, just like you're putting a new stamp on your man. What is this stamp? Paint colors?
It could have been remodeling.
Okay,
for all you know.
Well, then go remodel it and do it the way you like it then. I mean, where does this end?
Why not just move to a new house together and start a new life?
Where does it end? Does he still have the same car that he had with this other woman? The same sunglasses that he looked at her through?
Mom,
those same sunglasses
for more than a month?
No, they break all the time. But, you know, it's like, where does it end? Oh, she bought you those jeans. You better tear those jeans up and get rid of them. I can't have
I
you in those
so.
Jeans.
See, because I feel what she's feeling, and I would say, yeah, I get that. How about a fresh start for both of you together as a couple?
Yeah, but a lot of times people can't afford that. Like, so now she's going to make him go into bigger debt and get a house? Have you seen house prices?
Yeah, but that means if he bought this years ago with his ex, do you know what kind of equity he's got in that thing right now?
Well, wouldn't she want the house to be close to being paid off then? They have
probably
no house payment?
He probably bought it for $150 and it could sell it for $825 right now.
He probably owes $40 on it. So it's like, really? You want this poor guy to jump into debt?
So you're saying stay there.
You got to stay there. Suck it up.
I'm on Deborah's side. Get a new place.
Move out, huh?
What? Fresh start for everyone. Why not?
Isn't just being with a different person a fresh start for both of you? It's a fresh start. You're now both with two totally different... I mean, you're with a different person. That is essentially a fresh start.
Here's Lynn on the phone. We're going to do five calls. Says it all. Hey, Lynn, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So what do you think?
Good morning. I'm with you. I can say I'm divorced, and when my significant other and I moved in together, I had built a new house, so nothing in my house had anything to do with my ex. When we moved to his house in Tucson for the winter, I asked before I moved there, has another woman ever lived in this house? Because I wanted to know, you know, kind of the same thing. She put her stamp all over it. He said no, so I was okay with that. But
oh my gosh,
a new house.
Lynn.
See, and I think this is, I'm sorry, I know people get so angry anymore if we talk about the differences between men and women, but I think that there's an evolutionary, you know, part of this, the whole nest thing.
It's just a house, a fresh coat of paint, some new carpets, and it's like nothing ever happened.
Yeah, if that's the case, then why do people go into houses and they do that thing with the sage, you know, where they're getting rid of
old
spirits and everything?
Well, then go burn some sage instead of spending $400,000, Lynn.
Lynn, you're delightful.
You could find a house that's smaller. So, you know,
yeah, sure. Downsize.
Yeah, there you go.
You're delightful. Have a great day. Thank you.
Bye,
Thank
Lynn.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Here comes Deb. Wait a minute. This is a different Deb, I'm assuming, right?
Yep. There's about five of them so far in the last half hour.
Yeah. It's a very popular name on our show. So what do you think should happen here, Deb?
Well, I think now that I'm listening a little bit more, a fresh coat of paint, or I think that she should go in there, Deborah, should go in there and totally redo the place if he wants her to stay there. She can do anything she wants to the place to put her stamp on it. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, if she, you know, says, we have to move, he's not going to like that. He's not going to be happy in the relationship. So I think she has to suck it up and redo the whole house.
You got to sit down logically and like run the numbers and everything and be like, you know, are we going to be in a worse off financial situation, but you'll still have a new house? I mean, that doesn't seem practical.
If it was me, I would go in and do the whole house because I love to decorate and, you know, just do that.
Yeah, go all Pinterest on it.
Deb, I am glad you called and I hope you have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Bye, Deb.
Yeah. Okay.
What?
Here's Marie. Good morning, Marie. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. I guess I'm on Jeremy's side because my boyfriend moved in here about a year after my husband passed. And, well, we were friends before. But anyway, I had pictures all over the place of my husband. I slowly just started taking them down, and he's been really patient. And now he's decorating and making it his
patient
place.
So patient, that's the key word. Just have some patience.
Yeah, he's been here about 4 years, and now I still even have a few photos up, and it doesn't bother him. He's
sure.
Just,
that's good. You're making it
but
work.
But again, this is the entertaining differences between men and women, because it was your nest to begin with.
Yeah, see, I'm thinking now if it was the other way around, I don't know if I could be as good with it as he is.
So see, this is not a you call in and tell us what you did. This is call in and tell us what you think Deborah should do. And it sounds to me like you're kind of on her side.
Yeah, okay.
Which is it? You got to make a stand here.
Which way?
I don't... Oh, my God. As a woman, I don't think I could do it. Oh, my God. I just realized
Why?
I think because it's a nesting thing. I think that's what it is. Maybe, though. Maybe, you know, like, I don't know. Maybe my boyfriend was just...
But you have no... It's a house. Now, listen, you have no problem making out with your boyfriend. She nested those lips. And don't get me started about other parts of his body that she put her stamp on. And you're perfectly fine with that.
Yeah, but you don't have to.
But God forbid there's a picture on the wall.
I think I just moved Marie's vote from stay to move, didn't I, Marie?
Oh, boy.
No, I'm going to keep with stay because I think that I could, after a while, I could make it my own place too.
Oh, way to be a mature person, Marie.
I think that it would eat at you like acid. I'll put your vote down for stay, but I know that you're not being honest with yourself. But you know what? I appreciate you calling, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Bye, Marie.
Thanks, bye. Oh, that's funny. Here's Sarah. Good morning, Sarah. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
All right. So what do you think? Are we moving or are we staying?
Oh, we're staying. And I have a unique perspective because I'm in real estate.
You're not finding a house. Jeremy, it's laughable that you think you can find a house in Denver.
Oh, I know. It's like I said, inventory's low and it's super expensive.
No, wait a minute. Jeremy's the one who said that they should stay. I'm the one who said they should move. And I think you have got this completely backwards, and I'll tell you why. Because my ex-wife is a realtor, and she's told me her entire life, divorce is like the greatest thing for realtors because you get three sales out of it. You sell the house that they lived in, and you sell each of them a new house. Three sales from each divorce.
I realize that, but it is so hard to find homes right now, and it's much easier to go in and totally just like redecorate it and make it her own.
Sarah, so,
that's the thing. Your thing came from 20 some years ago when you were with her.
Who says that they have to buy something immediately? Sell the house while the market is sky high, bank all that money, just rent somewhere for 18 months. Who's going to care? And then when the market comes back down to earth, you buy.
How could Deborah possibly rent, Dom? Somebody else has been in that place that they're renting. She couldn't possibly.
That's not the same thing.
The market's coming back down. There are not enough houses. More people are moving here. There are just not enough houses.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Then move out of Colorado.
Well, there you go. Then, yes, you can find a different house.
No, you can't go to another state. Deborah doesn't want to go to another state. There's other people there that are putting their stamp on that state.
Now, quit being sick. Sarah, go have a great day.
Bye, Sarah.
Thank you for being on the show.
Deborah could never buy like a used vehicle. Have to buy a new vehicle.
That is now 3-1, although I still kind of think Marie's vote was in the middle. Should we take these others?
Oh, let's do it. Let's they took the time.
We got to go pretty quickly. Rick and Melissa. Rick, good morning. What do you think? Quickly.
Good morning. Quickly. I agree with her not moving in with him because after almost 14 years of my previous marriage, I moved in with her to give up my place. Biggest mistake of my life. She always kept throwing it at me. It's mine, mine, mine. And there is no I in team. What actually
mine, mine, mine. Get your feet off the coffee table.
Sounds like you found a real winner there.
She's a keeper. Did that work out for you, Rick?
You still with her?
Well, obviously not. I'm up here, you know, in Colorado after a divorce.
Good move, buddy.
Oh, man. You're hilarious. Listen, next time anyone says there's no I in team, your response is supposed to be, yeah, but there's an M and an E. Listen, go have a great day, okay?
Have a good
See you later, Rick. Mine, mine, mine.
Mine, mine.
He's angry.
That made it 3-2. Here's Melissa. We'll make it 6 calls, says it all. Melissa, what do you think?
Good morning. I say move, for sure move. I think it's really important to create your own memories. And when I'm in someone else's house that I know they created with their the other woman and the kids and everything like that, my blended family, we put a lot of effort into creating new memories. And
well,
so
if they have kids, do you make them get rid of the kids? Because that's a big old memory in your face all the time.
No, you get to love on them and create new memories with them.
I am glad you called.
Very nice.
And I hope you have a terrific day, Melissa, okay?
Thanks, you too.
Bye, Melissa.
Bye-bye.
That made it 3-3.
Oh, okay, let's just leave it there.
It made it 3-3, but I'm still going to tell you that Marie's vote was...
She was wishy-washy, for sure.
That would make it 3.5 to 2.5 to move.
Yeah, it would. Yep. Let's keep it at 3-3, though. I just feel like that's how this needs to stay.
And here is the final reason, the most important reason, that they need to sell this house and go buy a new one. Because we can set them up with the good people at American Financing.
Absolutely. Zero pressure.
How about that?
We'll get you a great rate.
Devin over at American Financing, you better send some love today. That's all I got to say.
That's great.
Oh, goodness. All right, we're going to say it ended 3-3. So, Deborah, hey, let me make a note. We're going to need a follow-up on this.
Yeah, let's check in with her.
But this is going to have to be obviously pretty far down the road because this is not anything that's happening tomorrow.
And it's a mighty bold assumption of her that she's already jumping ahead saying he's going to propose to me. She doesn't know.
Well, she says, yes, she does. She says he's already
kind
of.
She doesn't know.
He dropped hints. You know when you know.
Not now. He listened today.
Now, that would be funny.